flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, yeah! It's the final football Friday of the year on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz from Chickies and Pete's. Here we are, brother. Ike Reese, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Listen, it is Friday. I got my seatbelt strapped on because, quite frankly, I'm ready to roll somebody's ass up right now.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, nice. Jack!
Chiefs,
it's going to be Jack.
Game day can't get here fast enough. Sunday, 6:30, the Eagles will be kicking off down in New Orleans against the Kansas City Chiefs. Jackie Baseball, I don't give a damn how much closer we've gotten to opening day. Lock in Sunday, 6:30. Holla at your boy.
I don't even care about baseball today.
Yeah!
Screw the Phils.
Yeah!
They choked last year.
Yes.
A real winner reestablishes itself Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty thick. You laid it on. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. You got to.
48 days.
No. Stop it.
No, I can't wait.
Today, sir, is our final football Friday of the season.
It's welcome back to Philly, too.
Yeah, man, good to be here.
It is good to be here.
Oh, we got the New Orleans stench.
I can breathe again.
Yep. Unbelievable. No wonder they all got sick.
Yeah.
I was home for 4 hours. My whole nostrils cleared up.
Yeah. Well, there's a thin coat of some liquid always on you when you're in New Orleans. I don't know if it's sweat. I don't know what it
is. It's something.
But it is something. So it is definitely good to be home. I got home last night. I was like, man, I miss New Jersey. It was the first time I had ever said that.
First time you ever said that.
So it's a big football Friday. Elliot will join us from New Orleans at 3 o'clock. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast at 3:30, even though it's in a dome.
Doesn't matter.
Even though it's in a dome.
People are traveling down, Spike. They got to know.
Yeah. Nick Kostos will join us around 2:40, give you your pick for the Super Bowl, so on and so forth, top 5 at 5. Tommy from Down the Shore returns. It's a big show. So on the show today is an on-the-record Friday.
That's right.
Before the Super Bowl. So for you and for us, everyone must go on the record with what they think is going to happen on Sunday. So 215-592-9494. And Ike, before I ask you to go on the record for what you think is going to happen
on
Sunday.
Hold on real quick.
Yes, sir.
Let me change my microphone head.
Okay.
You know, I normally carry my own.
Yep.
And it's red.
So bad sign. Wow. Yeah, can't do
don't
that.
Don't like that.
Can't do
so
that.
Make sure I change that.
Well, okay. Again, red's fine.
Red's not fine.
Red October.
Not
it's
today.
Not baseball season.
Yeah.
Red's not fine right now. Okay, I'm ready, Spike.
Okay.
What say?
So before you...
Get the hell out of here, Dave.
Before you go on the record with what's going to happen, I just want to set up the stakes
yes.
for everyone.
Go ahead.
Because... Yeah, the Super Bowl is the biggest game.
We know.
Hit the breaking news zone.
Yeah, but so we know what the stakes are in the general sense because it's the Super Bowl. But what is at stake in this game is not just the Super Bowl. First, history is at stake as the Chiefs are going for the first three-peat in NFL history. And it would come at the expense of the Eagles. In fact, two of the three Super Bowl wins for the Chiefs would come at the expense of the Eagles. The greatest coach in Eagles history would make history at the expense of the Eagles.
Yeah.
So for national, there is a lot at stake. But there is a lot at stake for the Eagles. Because what is at stake for the Eagles is the thin line between greatness mm-hmm. and the team that just can't get it done. A win means we are in two Super Bowls in 3 years, but have a championship and a future that looks bright with a QB in place, young defensive stars, and head coach with an impeccable record. But a loss means that maybe we're the team that just can't get it done. And then there's questions about the head coach and questions about the quarterback and all of those things on top of free agents this offseason. We don't know who's going to be back. We don't know if we're going to get another season like this from Saquon. There is a lot on the line on Sunday. A win, the future looks bright. The present looks even brighter. A loss, and who knows what we're looking at. So with that, Ike Reese.
Yeah.
It is your time to go on the record.
Well, this is what I'm excited about. And you're right about what's at stake there when you're talking about legacies and how someone's sort of career will be shaped. And it's not just for Coach Sirianni. It's not just for Jalen Hurts. There are several other players that with a win Sunday could sort of put them in the pantheon of greats when you're talking about being in Canton, Ohio, Lane Johnson, Saquon Barkley, right? Saquon Barkley with a win Sunday. Now he's rightfully mentioned in that class of greatest running backs, arguably the greatest individual season any player has had going from 1 year to the next, especially when you're talking about switching teams. Jalen, two Super Bowl appearances under his belt with a potential win also on his resume. Now he's vindicated and validated as an elite quarterback, in my opinion, in this era of football. So would Nick Sirianni be as an Eagles coach. And they rightfully deserve that. Howie Roseman with potentially his second Super Bowl championship with a third appearance under his watch since we know what happened years ago with Chip Kelly when he was removed out of his position. Those guys all have a lot at stake. I didn't mention one guy, and I saved him for last. Because we don't often talk about Jeffrey Lurie, the owner. This would give him his second championship.
Yep.
What Jeffrey Lurie has done since he purchased the Eagles, right? Since he purchased the Eagles, he has basically lifted the Eagles into one of the, I know we don't like to use the term gold standard, and maybe it was used a little prematurely 20 years ago. Now there's a legitimate argument for it when you have multiple trophies in your case. We know it's not the ultimate gold standard. You have 49ers, you have Patriots, you have what the Chiefs have done, the Steelers, all those guys have won four, five, six Super Bowls. I get that. But what Jeffrey Lurie has done under his ownership, and particularly in the last 25 years, four Super Bowl appearances, what is it, eight conference title games, right? How many divisional titles does he have? He has put this organization in a class with the other elite organizations in the NFL. And to have another trophy in his case as a two-time Super Bowl champion, I think it solidifies this Eagles organization as one of the premier football teams of the millennium. That's where the Eagles deserve to be. The winning record, the consistency of winning, all of those things are there. The great coaches, the great players that have come through here, all of those things are there. But people will say, we only got one. Yeah, that was in a lightning in a bottle type of a year.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah. This one, I think it validates everything else that this organization has done since the turn of the century. And, again, this is where we rightfully deserve to be as an organization, as a football city, with those other cities that have multiple trophies in their case. So I actually put that out there as one of the top things as well.
God, that was beautiful.
It was.
Appreciate it, bro.
Well done. You're pretty good.
So who's going on the record first?
Me.
Go on the record.
So here's what I'm looking at Sunday, and I got to be honest with you. I've been waffling back and forth on how this thing was going to go. I mean, I've had 2 weeks to think about it, right? You get a little bit of information about this team. You get a little information about your own team. You try to break down the matchups, all of those things. And I really do respect the Kansas City Chiefs. I do. Obviously, I love Big Red. You know Patrick Mahomes, arguably the greatest to ever do it. But that doesn't matter. But the 2024-2025 Eagles have been about complete team. They embody what it means. And they are the best team. They are the better team of these two teams. And I think come Sunday, it's going to be on full display. Not in some dominant fashion. I'd be more surprised if that happened. But when they control this game and you see that the Chiefs just don't have enough, I think the viewing public will then get a chance to appreciate what we've watched all year long, which is a young defense that took the league by storm to become the number one defense in the league. We had the number one player in the league in Saquon Barkley, who didn't get the MVP love that he should have gotten. Shout out to the Offensive Player of the Year. But you're going to see it Sunday. And then you're going to see what the quarterback does that makes him elite. And it separates him from a lot of other quarterbacks in this league. Some of your favorites. You're going to see him do what needs to be done late in this game to bring the win home for the Philadelphia Eagles. And it may not be pretty, but that final score is going to look good. 27-17, Eagles win Super Bowl 59. We get our second Vince Lombardi trophy.
Ike Reese is on the record.
Beautiful.
All right.
Go Birds!
Go Birds! Oh, boy.
G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we go. We'll talk to you Monday. No, just kidding. We got a whole show to do.
The
All right.
Whole show.
I, too, have gone back and forth on how this game is going to play out. I said it a bunch of times that I think what I'm sure of is that the Eagles are going to play well. What I wasn't sure of is how I think it plays out and how it ends, because they do have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, one of the greatest head coaches of all time, who always find a way. In the end, I think this ends up being a game where the Chiefs are always playing catch-up, but we never feel comfortable, right? We'll go up by 10, and they'll cut it to 3. We'll go up by 6, and they'll cut it to 3. And I think ultimately, this game looks like an Eagles game that we've seen all year. We'll go back and we'll look at the stats, and it'll look like maybe they've dominated the football game, but we won't feel the entire game like we've dominated the football game. I think in the end, Saquon Barkley is going to have a good game, but it'll be one of the toughest games he's played. It won't be one of those games where he's running all over the place. You know, he will have to earn what he gets. I think the Eagles are going to have to earn this win, but in the end, I think they are the better team. They are the more talented team. They seem focused. They seem ready. My final score, Eagles 20, Kansas City, Eagles 29, Kansas City Chiefs 20. Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Wow,
we're happy on Monday.
You guys are getting 20. Close to blowouts.
That's not a blowout. I said
that's a
never,
9-point win. That's not a blowout.
I say never feels comfortable. Never feels comfortable.
Sure, but that's like a convincing win. That's not down to the wire.
No. It is down to the wire. The Rams game was down to the wire. The Packers game was down to the wire. They both the final score looked convincing.
And quite frankly, I think it's 20-17 in the fourth quarter. And we do one of our 4-minute drives to where we eat up a ton of clock, and we get the final touchdown to sort of seal the victory. So it's a tight game, but then that final drive gives us the game-sealing touchdown to give us the cushion that we need.
And truthfully, Jack, I can't in my heart predict a 2-point win because I will faint.
Sure.
I will have a heart attack. I will. Something bad will happen if it's that close. So
sure.
I can't handle that. Jack, time to go on the record.
So I'm not going
to
put it as eloquently as you two have.
Yeah.
I thought you did a great job. But how I feel is they're not losing. Like, I think it's going to be tight. It feels different. It feels different. And you listen to them, they sound different. Them being here after going through what they went through a couple of years ago. And what I like, too, is there's a lot of guys on this team that won a national championship in that building. Like the Devontae, Jalen, he was there.
Yep.
And then some of the Georgia kids. So, like,
he actually got them there.
No, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, not over the top. But
it's always him.
I'm just talking the truth. But, I do not get the sense of losing this football game. I think it's going to be tight, though. I think it's coming down to the wire. I don't know if it's offense or defense getting the big play when they need to. But I'm going 24-20.
Okay?
24-20.
Not bad.
Decided late. But they're not losing. I feel very confident they're not losing this football game. And I did not feel that way after last Sunday, two Sundays ago.
Don't like Spike's score. It went over. 48.5 is
there
the total.
There you go. Got to go over.
Well, Jack kept it under. I appreciate that.
Are you an under guy for this?
Yes.
Man, who bets defense. Unders? Who bets unders?
Life's you got short.
First of all, you got two of the top four defenses scoring-wise in the league.
Yeah.
The number two and the number four scoring defenses in there.
Well, yeah. Then Jack's got your back on that one. I don't. All right. It is on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. You got to go on the record with what is going to happen on Sunday in the Super Bowl. Starting us off for the final time for the 2024 Eagles season, Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP.
Hey, the moment has finally come, y'all. The time is here. You know, this is going to be the last time, you know, we see this team, this iteration of the Eagles on the field, you know. So we're going to go out there and we're going to have a party. See, a lot of people want to talk about, you know, slaying the dragon, you know, the Goliath or whatever. The Kansas City Chiefs, they put their pants on just like we do, you know. Patrick Mahomes, the Mystique, Andy Reid. Hey, man, listen, that Mystique on Sunday is going to get their ass whooped. So listen. All I know is all this cute stuff, Spike talking about edge of the seat. This is the moment. This team, ever since we lost off walking off that field 2 years ago, that confetti ball and Jalen walking through it, AJ Brown upset, Smitty, the defense. They've been waiting for this to get to this moment right here, and this moment has finally come. And they are going to deliver. See, we're going to get the scenario. We're going to get the scenario that we want. You know, we're going to get the blowout that we want. I'm predicting the Philadelphia Eagles is going to stop these boys like the Legion of Boom stopped the Denver Broncos did back in 2013. See, because everybody's not expecting that. You know, a lot of disrespect has been getting spewed on this defense. Oh, they're going against Patrick Mahomes. Ooh, they're going against Andy Reid. Kind of like that team did with Peyton Manning and all his weapons, the high-flying offense. But this defense been getting disrespected all postseason, you know, all through the media. Oh, they're a great defense, but they got to go against that guy. Well, guess what, Patrick Mahomes? I got a dude on my side that wears number 98. You got to go against that guy. I got a dude on my side that wears number 53. You got to go against that guy. I got a dude on my side that wears number 33. That wears number 3. That wears, you know, number 8. You got to go against those guys. And this team going to walk off the field victorious. And I'm going to give y'all a caveat if y'all want to put y'all's bets in or something. Last touchdown scored is going to be from y'all's quarterback. You know, it's going to be in a situation where the Chiefs going to think they're going to get a stop. They're going to be like, oh, we got to get this stop. Get the ball back. And he's going to put it in Saquon belly. He going to pull it out like he did versus the Bills, walk in, put his arms up, and we don't know, we going to go off victorious. 31-24, Birds win.
There we go.
31-24.
31-24. He is on the record.
Wait, hold on. He said they're going to blow him out.
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like a blowout.
31-24 is not a blowout.
Yeah. I predicted a big
blowout. That's like when Ike on the pregame show will, like, throw his glasses, be all in, and then be like, 23-20.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
Eagles don't cover.
Hey, man. Listen. I told people I had to give people a bet. That ain't my real score I got in my head, but
we're with you.
Just for clarity's sake.
He's on the right. All right, Corey.
This dude know how to kill a vibe. Real.
What? Yeah. No. Accountability.
Hey, man, I'm this dude right here, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
dude,
listen.
I just had it. Oh, that's not a blowout. Like, what the?
If you're going to say blowout, 38-24 then. That's what I want.
I'll let y'all go, Birds, baby.
Go, Birds.
Coming back to Philadelphia.
215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. You got to go on the record with what is going to happen on Sunday's game or on Sunday in the Super Bowl. You know, Ike, you were talking about Jeffrey Lurie.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you in what you said. In having multiple championships puts you in a different category as an organization. But just imagine Jeffrey Lurie's living room, right? And I want you to imagine there's
a big living room.
Big fireplace. And Jeffrey Lurie sitting on his big leather couch. And on the wall, instead of having the heads of, like, deer, you know, or animals.
Yeah, I don't picture that
yes,
on the wall. Yeah.
He's got the heads of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid.
I think he would leave Andy off
the there. Chosen One's head is on the wall. The only owner that has the heads of all four men will be Jeffrey Lurie. Yeah, 215.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be.
That'd be pretty cool.
215-592-9494. VP, you're on WIP. What's up, VP?
I'm calling from the car on my way, driving north to Philadelphia. I'll see you guys at Chickies and Pete's in a little
South
bit.
South Philadelphia.
South Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, she's driving north.
We're driving north. Okay, yes. Driving yes. north. Okay, all right.
Come on, VP.
Well, I just want to make sure you went to the right one. The original one's in the Northeast. I just want you at the right one. That's all.
Oh, no, I'm coming from I live in D.C. I'm driving up from D.C. I'll be there shortly.
Okay.
And I made stickers. So I was going to bring this when I was supposed to be in the studio a couple weeks ago before I got sick. I made afternoon show stickers, and I'm going to be giving them out to people at the show, and I brought them for you guys. I made a little logo for you, and I made some stickers, so.
Okay.
Very kind of you. I love stickers. I'm a big sticker guy on my laptop. It'll go right on the laptop.
I think you'll like it. It's very cool.
He actually does have a bunch of stickers on
his
laptop.
I do, yeah, like I'm 17.
Yep. Like on a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Well, anybody who's there, look for me. I'm tall. I'll have brown hair, and I'll have stickers. But, look, this team, the last 2 years, have had very painful endings. We lost to Kansas City 2 years ago. We all know about the disaster last year, and they've had it. That's enough. This is our year. No more of that. We went through with that, all those difficult times, to get to here and to be ready for this game, and we are going to win this game.
Well, I'm with you on that.
You got to go on the record, though. What is the score? Yeah. How does it play out?
I think it's. I agree with what everyone said. There's no way to get around the fact that this is going to be a close game. But I do think I'm going 31-21. I think it will be much closer. But I think that we, as we've done with a lot of games this season, end up with a late game touchdown that makes it look like a wider margin than it actually felt through most of the game.
Yep. Yep. Pull it out late.
Yep. It's going to make me sick the entire time. Heart attack the entire time. Completely nervous. Texting Jack that we're going to lose. That's how I won't tweet it, but I'll text him.
And what do I say back every time?
You're wrong. They're going to win.
They're going to win.
Yeah, they're going to win.
They always win.
Yeah.
I'm sick already. I'm going to spend the next 3 days feeling anxious. Until Sunday night at 9:30 and I see the W, I'm walking around in a state of anxiety.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's all of us.
Yep.
Well, some of us will be walking around like zombies
on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Won't be us, but I'm saying some of us. Yes.
All right, VP, we'll see you soon.
See you soon, VP.
All right, see you a bit.
All right. Well, and of course, the Super Bowl second biggest game on Sunday because the Sixers do play the Bucks in what's his name's last game?
Giannis?
No, the old guy that
Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown's last game.
Oh, Hubie Brown's
91
last game.
Years old.
Wow.
Yep. We'll all be
on Super Bowl Sunday.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh. Talk about getting.
I don't think anybody's going to be watching that.
Poor Hubie. They couldn't give him a big.
Just wait a week.
Yeah.
Or why not do it Saturday night?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Or just wait a week.
A week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it on the Super Bowl day. All right.
Poor Hubie, man.
It's on the record Friday. Coming up next. Nick Kostos will join us around 2:40. We talked to Nick last week. We got his first blush at who he's going to pick in the Super Bowl. I think I know who he will, but some lines have moved around on props, so we will talk to Nick. He will give you your Super Bowl sort of betting strategy that you should go in. And also, I have a bit of a bone to pick with Nick Kostos, and we will about something that happened yesterday, and we will get to that as well. It is On the Record Friday. Let us know what you think is going to happen Sunday. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ava Graham will be here tonight at 6 for a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You can win Eagles merch and tickets to next season's home opener. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not doing
Come
it.
On, Jack.
Not doing
Come on,
it.
Jack.
We're still on camera.
I know we're on camera.
That's why you got to do it.
Nope.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. All the big game action on Sunday, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. In about 10 minutes, Nick Kostos will join us for your picks for the Super Bowl. Also, I have a bone to pick with Kostos.
Yep.
Who, by the way, on Wednesday night. Was it Wednesday night out in New Orleans? Man, that guy looked like he was on a mission.
Well,
like some guys when they're out drinking look like they're on a mission. Nick
sure.
Kostos looked like he was on a mission.
He looked like he was in a play.
Looked like he was in Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The chest was puffed out.
Yeah.
Because he's a tiny guy.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't know if the slick back hair. I didn't think his hair was slicked back.
It was.
Like he's...
And he was sweating. He had that New Orleans sweat on him.
And he kind of was walking like, you know when geese fly in the V?
Yes.
He was the first geese.
Yeah.
That's
he was peacocking.
Yeah, a little bit.
Peacocking
a little bit.
It's On the Record Friday. We've all gone on the record in saying the way we think the game's going to play out. Ike, your final score was 27-17?
27-17.
I had 29-20. Jack had 24-20. We not only want your score, but your vibe. How does the game play out? You know, who is the standout player? How do we remember this game?
Did I get my MVP?
You did not.
I did not?
You didn't.
Oh, yeah. MVP, QB1.
Oh, there he is.
MVP, QB1.
There you go.
Do you think
two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown.
There you go.
Okay. Do you think people are have more nerves about the game right now, or is it just pure confidence right now, and then it shifts on Sunday?
Feels like pure confidence
right now. Yeah, and it should be.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time to be nervous Sunday. What the hell are you nervous about now?
Well, the funniest part about fun on Friday.
Yeah, you have fun. You get just as full as pep rally is about.
The funniest part about this is that, because I'm the same way. Like I'm pretty supremely confident today. The second the game starts, it just flips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. as soon as – I don't even like when the Eagles opponent gets a first down. They get a first down, I'm like, oh, here we go.
All the confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you always think they're going to lose after the first drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, would you lock in?
I am locked in. I'm too locked in. That's the problem.
Jeez.
215-592-9494. On the Record Friday. Sean in Florida. You're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys? Friday has approached. Today is the first day where I'm really starting to feel the rev, which is probably why I'm a little tight juiced up. But the reality is...
Nothing's drinking that Ike juice.
Yeah, I need a little bit of Ike juice there, brothers. All right, here's the thing. I'm one of those listeners. I'm always listening to you guys. Appreciate the content being removed from Philly. I never call in. I don't have the time. But... what needed to make the time for today, wanted to lay out the prediction right away, 34-27 thirds, obviously. Now, the reason that I feel confident in the game, it's a couple things you guys already touched on, but one is we're going to win in the trenches. Our defensive line is going to exhaust and dominate their offensive line, and our offensive line is going to dominate their defensive line, and Saquon's going to have a big day. I think he's going to be – I'm going to disagree with Ike here. I think QB1 could be the MVP, but I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
I think Saquon Barkley is just going to have a field day. I think that the birds are going to go up big going into the halftime, but then I think the Chiefs are going to come back, make it interesting, but we're going to pull away. as we're going to pull away with a seven-minute drive and go up by 7, 34-27, and Mahomes just isn't going to have the time. The last thing I'll leave you with is, much like the team, the vibe I'm getting from the team, and I've been here for a while watching these Super Bowls and being a fan of the team for a pretty long time now, the vibe I'm getting from the team is a humble confidence. A humble confidence. They're not overlooking the Chiefs. They have a tremendous amount of respect for them. But I feel the confidence and the humbleness from the team. Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's how they've been all year.
Thanks for the call, Sean. They haven't
been boastful or anything of that nature. Even with CJGJ, they sort of dialed it down.
It sort of feels like they've had something to bring them back to earth every month or so.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, to ground them and refocus them.
I'm gonna tell you what it was. It's the way the season started.
Yeah.
So when you know you had to climb out of that hole that you were in, and you did that by staying focused and blocking out all the outside noise, as athletes who are creatures of habits, they've said to themselves, we can't afford to look too far down the road. We can't afford to start celebrating. We haven't done anything. We were 10-1 last year and we collapsed. So
BG kept saying we've done nothing
yet
every week.
And the veterans here have been able to get the young players to buy into that team concept, along with Nick Sirianni leading that charge. They've been humble and confident all year long. They were trying to tell us,
just wait.
Y'all need to chill.
Yeah.
We're good. You know what I mean? With the exception of the passing thing after the Carolina game. Other than that, this team have tried to tell everybody on the outside, this is what we do, this is how we win, and this is how we're going to continue to do it. You guys carry on with that noise on the outside. And they've handled every week that way. And that's why I don't think they are fazed by playing the Kansas City Chiefs. All that Patrick Mahomes greatness and Andy Reid's greatness. Yeah, if players start listening to that nonsense, yeah, then you start looking at the opponent like they're more than what they are. This team has been supremely confident in themselves while also being focused and knowing what the end goal is. And that's why come Sunday, they're going to open up a can on the Chiefs. Now, it ain't going to be a blowout. The Chiefs ain't going anywhere. I'm just saying this idea that somehow, oh, they're playing the Chiefs, what are we going to do? This team doesn't feel that.
Yeah, I don't think they feel it either.
They felt like they should have beat the Chiefs 2 years ago.
You could feel that from Jordan Mailata. Yeah. When we asked him, like, does it matter to you that you're playing them again?
Yeah.
And he very succinctly said yes.
Yeah.
They feel like they let one get away last time.
Yep.
It's On the Record Friday. Tell us what you think is going to happen Sunday, 215-592-9494. Brandon in King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's going on? What a glorious football Friday. The last one of the season. I am keeping the tradition going. I've called every Friday before all the playoff games.
Uh-huh.
My prediction for this game is Saquon Barkley gets the first down and Jalen Hurts sits in victory formation with an Eagles win, baby. I am so pumped up for this. This is what we live for. We are going for a parade down Broad Street. That is the goal. This is a business trip. That's why these guys look so locked in. They don't care about the glitz and the glamour. They care about the ring, baby. Let's go. E-A-K-L-E-S-A-L. Let's go, Bears!
That G was shaky.
It was shaky.
Was it a shaky G?
Yeah. Something happened. Something happened.
I missed it. Buzz, can you pull that at some point?
I couldn't tell if the phone was peaking.
Right.
Something happened.
A little warble in there.
Mean, yeah, he didn't say a completely different letter. It just, I don't know if it was EG or what. It was.
Even though I respect Brandon B from KOP.
Yeah.
And he works with our good friend, Big Aaron.
Big Aaron. Oh, that's right. They were in the car at the same time.
Yeah. He's been spelling B-U-C-S his entire life because he's a Bucks fan. He grew up a Bucks fan. Moved here from Florida. about 5 years ago.
Oh, but that's okay.
No, it's not okay because he enjoyed the Bucks playoff.
He had a Brady jersey on the next weekend.
Oh, well, that guy's a fraud.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. Now, if he had moved up here and slowly evolved, and you're telling me he was full Eagles this year, that'd be one thing.
Even then, but...
No, he's trying to jump on the Eagles
train. Exactly.
I don't like that at all.
No, we don't do that, man. And, you got to be all in.
And he's got a real team with the Bucks. It's not like, you know, they were 3-14 over the last 5 years. Like, he has a real franchise. That's embarrassing, actually.
Oh, you have
to say. All right, let's hear it, Buzz.
Yeah, what
Whoa.
Is that? What is that?
Yeah. That was a one more
Can
time.
Can you isolate just the G?
Yeah.
Buzz,
yeah.
I know it's going to take a second, but like.
No, we can hear it.
It just doesn't make any sense. What is it?
Now, give me the full thing. One more time, Buzz. No, yeah. That's not a G. That's not a G.
Yeah, yeah, call.
Yep.
The T.
215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
Okay, great, and close it out. Give me, hold on just a second.
Oh, wow. Getting spicy in the Bruce in D.C. house.
Hey, Bruce, what's going on over there, buddy?
Nothing going on, Bruce.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, I'm. You caught me conducting a little bit of business, man.
Okay.
Let the big dog
eat. Yep.
I'm a businessman during the day, but look, I'm trying to finish up my work early because I'm getting ready to jump in my car. Matter of fact, Ike, give me some Ike juice, man. Give me some
they must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice. Pour it up,
Hey, man, hey, look, I just got my ingredients for my Bruce juice, man. You know, I got to come up there get my Bruce juice popping for tomorrow, and we're going to be sipping on some, it's a magical elixir, you know. Sometimes.
Yep.
Look, it tastes so good. Sometimes I've been approached, man, and I had to have the blue chews ready.
Right.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. I feel you.
I like that he finally admitted it should be Bruce Juice rather than, what was it, Joe Juice?
Yeah. Your name rhymes with juice.
Jeez, come on, Bruce.
The whole family has adopted, man. They love it. They love it. So thanks for that, Jack.
Yeah, no problem. It should have been, it wasn't that hard, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where the blue chew thing is for.
Hey, so look, I'm going on the record, man. I'm going on the record. Here's my take on the Eagles. This game, we're gonna win comfortably. And the reason why is that we know these guys. We know this record already. A lot of times, you know, people talk about the last Super Bowl, but you know, we beat these guys last year. We've seen their defense. We're gonna be ready to go. And that's the reason why I know that we are going to win comfortably. So my record I'm going on the record to say we're going 35-20. They are not going to make it past 20. I mean 34-20. And we will see Jalen shed a tear. I'm the one that's on the record that says that nobody else believes that, but I just want to put that out there in the ether and let everybody know.
You think Jalen's going to cry?
Yes.
Tears of joy.
We're going to see a couple of tears. I'm telling you. Watch.
Man, that if there were odds on Jalen Hurts crying, what would it be? Plus 2,000?
I could see tears.
I'd say 25-1.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but look, we'll be looking for that because we're gonna roll these jokers on Sunday. And look, like I said, I'm on my way back up there. Hopefully I can stay there through Monday and I'll try to get down in the cheekies and peace with you guys, and I'm gonna just end it on this. On a resounding E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Bruce from D.C.
Herb's here.
Bruce Juice. Yeah, he announced himself, as he always did.
I heard yesterday he said that they need to throw the ball and pass the ball to win.
Throw the ball. He said they're going to mix it up. They're going to throw the ball and pass the ball.
Love it.
On the line with us now, Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, which you can get in the Odyssey app. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider call is presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And You Better You Bet, you can see on Peacock, on NBC Sports Now from 6 to 7. Costos, how we doing, brother?
Wait, what the tell me?
Oh, he's singing Creed. He's singing Torn. There you go.
I'm here. Where are you guys right now? You should be right next to me.
No, we came back to Philly. You were too intense Wednesday night. You drove us right out of town.
What the hell is that about? Like, I'm literally, we're hanging out all week. You guys are doing great shows. Also, here's my question. Does Elliot Shore Parks ever get a break?
Yeah, well, 6 months out of the year.
Exactly.
No, that dude was on the radio. I don't think he ever took his headset off. I don't know who his agent is, but he needs to fire his agent.
Well, the real loser's the listeners.
Yeah, he's a machine.
Oh, wow.
He's a machine, Nick.
I mean, he literally never left the set. It was unbelievable.
Now, Costos, I do have one bone to pick with you.
Okay.
So our table was right next to BetMGM's table. You better you bet. So Nick was doing his show next to us. And, you know, Jack and Ike had to leave early yesterday, but we still got to do 5:30 Creed. So I'm like, Nick, is there any way you can figure it out? Come over at 5:30. And he's like, yeah, I think I could probably figure it out. 5:30. They're right there in the middle of the segment. They got Trist. He doesn't even look over and nod at me.
I looked over.
He lets me do it myself. He doesn't even come over and sing.
So I was actually thinking in the moment, like, I love Trista. We have the same agent. I think she's one of my favorite people. I was thinking, do I actually get up right now in the middle of this interview? It would have been cool. I should have done it.
You should have done it.
Let me say it. I should have done it. So, honestly, you are right to have a bone to pick with me. That was my bad. I should have done better.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as we're good. I appreciate that. And
it was my bad.
I'm a big Trista guy as well, but, you know, Creed is Creed. It's only 5:30 once a day. So
I love that. Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, Nick, going back a couple of weeks now, even before the Commanders game, you said, you know, Eagles win this. You know, I assume they will be a point and a half dog to the Chiefs, which they are. And you said even before the game, I'm going to bet the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs. A couple of weeks in, line's still sitting where it is. Do you have any further thoughts on the game? Are you still on the Chiefs, I assume?
Is Mahomes playing?
He is.
Okay, great. I love the Chiefs.
Okay.
Just love them. Yeah.
All right.
But I'll give this bet again. Everyone hates that I don't pick against the Eagles. People should love that, by the way, because I'm wrong when I do it. Same advice as the NFC Championship game, though. Because I can be wrong, right? I'm wrong all the time. The Eagles can definitely win. I don't know if the Eagles win if the game is going to be that close. Because I think it stands to reason, right? If it's close in the end, Mahomes is probably going to win. Now, I do think that there's a scenario that unfolds where Philly kind of leans on the Chiefs, both lines of scrimmage, kind of like the Bucs did in Super Bowl 55, and maybe Kansas City can't come back at the end because they're down by too much. I almost think if you like the Eagles in the game, I would bet alternate. Like Eagles minus 6.5, Eagles minus 9.5, minus 13.5. Because if the game is close, I feel like Mahomes is going to win.
And the point and a half doesn't do you any good anyway, as a if you're betting the Eagles.
Well,
right?
Listen, we're oddsmen anyway.
Yeah. Well, these guys over here only bet plus odds.
Hey, Costos, if it's not plus 300, don't even get me out of bed.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Jack's
going to need a raise because he's going to be broke from betting.
Yeah. Yep. Well, his kids aren't going to college. No. I can assure you that.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I bought Jack like 3 drinks on Wednesday night. Would have been nice if he could have ponied up one for me. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. You were remarking how cheap it was. I thought you were made of money.
Wait, did he even say thank you? Because he's not even a big thank you guy when you buy him a drink or a meal.
So this is true. True story. I actually don't think Jack said, Joe Giglio said thank you, and Ike Reese, who I bought a drink for, like, bought me one and then, like, delivered it to me while I was playing ping pong. So, like, Ike is a 10 out of 10 in my book. I mean, Jack's just one freaking pathetic loser, man.
Yeah. He's not a big thank you guy. He's not a big thank you guy. Never has been. Have any of the props, you know, you had mentioned a couple of props you thought were going to move significantly.
Thanks, Nick.
Have any of them moved into don't bet it range, or have any of them moved into do bet it range, something that moved in a way that you think is favorable?
So I think the Juju Smith-Schuster stuff is really interesting, and I'm going to get in the weeds here for a second, because in the Chiefs' first 2 playoff games, Juju was running as the Chiefs receiver 3 ahead of DeAndre Hopkins. So the number opens up for Juju for the Super Bowl is 12.5. believe it or not, but I can't access the sports book here at Radio Row. How great is that? So I don't know what the number is
currently at this moment.
Yeah. What's Juju's number, receiving yards number? It was like 17 and a half. So I'm thinking, like, okay, that makes sense. He's like their wide receiver 3, had 60 yards in the AFC Championship game. But then I have a lot of guests on the show this week, the people I really respect, and they like DeAndre Hopkins over receiving yards. With the thought being that, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Darius Slay are awesome physical cover corners, tough to separate from. And DeAndre Hopkins, like, doesn't need to separate. He's a contested catch guy. And the yardage number is so low on Hopkins, 11.5, that I actually think that as Juju's number has gone up, it actually makes it the DeAndre Hopkins bet a little more palatable for me. So Hopkins 11.5 is one that I find very interesting right now.
And do you like the total at all? Is it 49, 48.5? Where's the total at?
I think it's 48.5, but again, like I don't have access. I'm not sure what it is at this moment, but it's around there for sure. I think I'm going to have a small bet on the under of the game. It will not be as big as my bet on the Chiefs, but I will have a bet on the under. We had Solomon Wilcox, a good friend of mine. I used to produce a show on NFL radio a long time ago, and he made what I thought was a pretty salient point. He's right. These two teams, the Eagles, right, with their ball control offense and how much they run the ball and the success they have on the ground. And then you have Kansas City, and how is Kansas City probably going to attack the Philadelphia defense? But they're going to dink and dunk. Like, Xavier Worthy is the only real explosive element they have on this offense. I think this is going to be more of a dinking and dunking thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's going to lead to a lot of long drives, tick, tick, tick of the clock. So under for me in the game, it will not be a huge bet, but I will have money on the under of the game on Sunday, guys.
And last thing, you're not a futures guy at all, are you? Have you looked at next year at all for NFL,
well,
anything you like?
I don't know if it's like everything will open for NFL next year, like after the Super Bowl. But yeah, I've already started thinking about this. Yeah.
Okay. We've never talked futures. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. We'd love to talk to you next week. Maybe after that. When do you leave? Are you staying for the game or are you going home before?
First flight out tomorrow morning. My wife is very annoyed that I've been gone for a week on business, so I need to come home.
Yeah. Again, after seeing you Wednesday night, I also think you need to go home.
You're making it like I was like the court jester, man. Everything was cool.
Nah, it's just like you. Sometimes when people are out drinking, they look like they're on a mission, and you look like you're on a mission. And to me, that gets a little dangerous, you know?
The mission only takes place like once a year or once every 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah. So all good. Yeah.
All right, Nick. Well, we've loved you all football season, and I hope you're wrong. Hope you lose on Sunday.
Great. And you guys have my number. Cool. Come on anytime. For the last time this football season, wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, and let's go Chiefs.
No.
Oh, shut up.
Get out of there.
Boo!
That is Nick Costos. You better, you bet. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. You know,
Nick, still a little salty about Saquon being here.
Yeah.
Well, and he has been pro Eagles most of the year, and he's been very pro Jalen most of the year as well.
By the way, I'm very curious what a small bet by Costos is and a big bet.
I don't know how. Those guys bet a lot of times.
I don't know
if they bet a big number, but they bet a lot. His old co-host, who left, bet a lot. Left to become a professional bettor,
which is insane.
It's psychotic. Yeah.
Okay, Andrew's in the building. Morning show caller.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby? He's feeling soupy.
Should we have an IQ off between him and Herb?
All right. I bet actually in the offseason, I bet in a standard intelligence test.
Oh, it's smoking.
Okay, Andrew would slaughter you.
Yeah. I'm not smart.
Yeah.
And I don't say thank you to anyone, apparently.
You don't. Not even when they buy you a drink.
We're all reciprocating, you know?
Nah.
It's implied. I'm happy to be there.
Thank you is implied. That should be the name of your book.
It should be implied.
Thank you is implied. All right. Coming up next.
He's different.
We left Elliott Shore Parks in New Orleans. He's still there.
He's reviewing cheesesteaks today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
This dude. Yeah, I tell you, his content is...
Bradley Cooper, I guess, came down
and handed out his cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he's making them down in New Orleans.
Well, yeah. Bradley Cooper, his cheesesteaks are really the Angelo's cheesesteaks from Philly. Danny, I guess, helped them out with that. So that's it. I don't eat them, but that is a solid cheesesteak.
It is.
Yeah.
I just like
Can you imagine Bradley Cooper just making your cheesesteak?
Yeah. You're in New Orleans and Bradley Cooper's making you a cheesesteak. What happened? All right, so we will get to Elliot next, and we will find out if there's any update on the sicknesses, on the injuries, and from Elliot next. And it is On the Record Friday, and we'll get Elliot to go on the record. What do you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.